The switch to online services and pickup orders served as a saving grace for many local businesses, but the personal care sector has been facing a whole world of different challenges during the pandemic. Sisters Jen Dorado Jefferson and Steph Dorado Lakatos own all six First Choice Haircutters in Guelph. The business has been family-owned and ran without a problem for over 3 decades, but recently the sisters have had to advertise the simple fact that their salons are open. Right now, the specific problem for all salons across Ontario, I think, is that people assume that we're closed because we've gone to a modified step two, and in previous times, we were locked down during those times when restaurants weren't able to serve people indoors and when gym and theaters were closed. Salons were closed as well, but currently, we are not closed, but people think we are, and so, unfortunately, means that our client counts have gone down drastically. And I've heard this from many salon owners and spa owners across the city, said Dorado Jefferson. Afaya Skin and Body Laser Clinic faces a different challenger altogether. For services like laser hair removal, where clients need to attend monthly appointments, clinic director Antonella Calandra had to throw in extra treatments on the house. Just to give you an idea of laser hair removal, if you don't come consistently, you're kind of starting back at square one. So for those people who had to take a break during our first, second, and third shutdown, we've had to add treatments to their package at no charge because it's no fault of their own, said Calandra. She said it gets tricky when clients have to commit to appointments that may be stalled either because of the lockdown or because of their health. We're very fortunate because we do have a very strong, loyal clientele base. And they all know that we are very, very safe, and we were very safe from before COVID, said Calandra. She said it also gets awkward when people ask for refunds. It's very challenging to look back at your business and give a refund from 2 to 3 years ago. Dorado Jefferson said while it's difficult for salon owners, it's also been difficult for stylists who have had to cut hours. They rely heavily on their tips as well as part of their compensation, and so it's just a really difficult time again for us, even though we're not shut down this time, said Dorado Jefferson. With the new lockdown rules, salons are only allowed to operate at 50% capacity, but Dorado Jefferson said their number of clients across all six salons is nowhere near what they were before the pandemic. At First Choice Haircutters, we are operating a safe salon environment for the Guelph community, said Dorado Jefferson. Kim Nagine, who owns Lux Nail Spa, said while her store saw a steady stream of customers in the summer, the number of customers had reduced by 50%. We're usually very busy now and we're losing customers, that's for sure, said Nagine, adding that she's grateful to still be open. She said while the store has been advertising that it's open on its social media, she believes many people just can't afford to pay the extra cash to get their nails done during the pandemic.